Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses India in favor of peaceful resolution to West Asia conflict, urges all sides to reduce tensions. US President Donald Trump announces extension of deadline for Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz, pauses strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. Tehran says US buying time for military planning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Moscow is the top partner of New Delhi in civil nuclear energy, emphasizes India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatt by 2047. Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses judges of compromising integrity for personal privileges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the lower house today on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing US-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the Prime Minister reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. He added that India is in favor of a peaceful resolution to this crisis.
इस समय पश्चिमी एशिया के हालत चिंताजनक है। बीते 2-3 हफ्तों में जयशंकर जी ने और हरदीप पुरी जी ने इस विषय पर सदन को जरूरी जानकारी दी है। अब इस संकट को 3 सप्ताह से ज्यादा हो रहा है। इसका पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्था पर, लोगों के जीवन पर बहुत ही विपरीत असर हो रहा है। इसलिए पूरी दुनिया इस संकट के जल्द से जल्द समाधान के लिए सभी पक्षों से आग्रह भी कर रही है। भारत के सामने भी इस युद्ध ने अप्रत्याशित चुनौतियां खड़ी कर दी हैं। ये चुनौतियां आर्थिक भी हैं, नेशनल सिक्योरिटी से जुड़ी भी हैं और मानवीय भी हैं।
Later, addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said that amid West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management.
भारत हर आपदा का सामना करता हुए आगे बढ़ रहा है। इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर, भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है। 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है, इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के, विकास के, विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है।
Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has announced an extension to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the US will hold off on power plant strikes for 5 days. Mr. Trump made this announcement in a social media post just hours ahead of the earlier stated 48-hour deadline. He noted that recent discussions between US and Iranian officials have been very good and productive, expressing optimism that they could lead to a complete and total resolution of the conflict. On the other hand, Iranian state media reported that Tehran has firmly rejected the prospect of talks with Washington, emphasizing that no direct dialogue is currently taking place between the two sides. In a statement, Iran's foreign ministry dismissed recent remarks by US President Donald Trump, suggesting that they are intending to buy time for potential military planning and ease pressure on global energy markets. Despite these diplomatic signals, the situation on the ground remains volatile. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The latest developments open a narrow window for de-escalation, but the risk of a wider conflict remains high. The United States' decision to delay strikes signals a tactical pause rather than a breakthrough, as division between Washington and Tehran continue. Israeli forces are expanding operations in Lebanon, while threats to Gulf infrastructure are increasing the risk of regional spillover. Gulf states are now prioritizing long-term security guarantees, particularly to counter missile and drone attacks on critical energy systems. As global markets react sharply, the coming days will determine whether diplomatic diplomacy stabilizes the situation or tensions escalate further across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, while talking about US President Donald Trump's latest social media post postponing military strikes against Iranian power plants, said that ministry is closely following these developments. Mr. Jaiswal was addressing an interministerial briefing in Delhi on recent developments in West Asia today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the ambassadors of Gulf Cooperation Council countries in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, they exchanged views on the conflict in West Asia. He also thanked the ambassadors for continued support to the Indian community in the region. The External Affairs Minister also held a telephonic conversation with his Sri Lankan counterpart Vijitha Herath this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during their conversation, they discussed the repercussions of the West Asia conflict. He underlined that India is committed to neighborhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatt by 2047, considering Russia as a trusted and reliable partner for peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The minister was virtually addressing the India and Russia towards a new bilateral agenda conference. Dr. Jaishankar said that Russia is India's foremost partner in civil nuclear energy.
Russia is our foremost partner in civil nuclear energy, and the Kudankulam nuclear project is a stellar example. As India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatt by 2047, I am confident that it will find a trusted and reliable partner in Russia for peaceful uses of nuclear energy.
Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan today accused judges in the country of compromising their integrity for personal privileges, alleging that he and his wife are being denied justice by the courts. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf founder made the remarks during a telephonic conversation with his sons on Eid, which was later shared on his social media account. Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi were convicted on January 17, 2025 in the Al-Qadir Trust Corp corruption case. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison, while Bushra Bibi received a 7-year jail term. The pilot and co-pilot were killed as an Air Canada Express plane flying from Montreal collided with a ground vehicle upon landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed that the airport has been closed following the collision. Investigations into the incident are underway. In Oman, 5 people have died over the past 24 hours after vehicles were swept away by floodwaters. Oman's Civil Defense and Ambulance authorities said the deaths came as heavy rains affected parts of the country. In Slovenia, the ruling Freedom Movement Party, led by Prime Minister Robert Golob, has secured a narrow victory in the parliamentary elections, according to a preliminary result. With 99% of votes counted, the centre-left party won 28.6%, edging past the opposition Slovenian Democratic Party, led by Janez Janša, which secured 28.2%. World Meteorological Day is being observed today globally. The theme for this year is Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow. The day showcases the essential contribution of meteorological and hydrological services to the safety and well-being of society and is celebrated with activities around the world. World Tuberculosis Day will be observed tomorrow. The day aims to raise awareness about the global challenge posed by tuberculosis. In her message on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu urged all stakeholders to work together with collective resolve to end tuberculosis once and for all. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses India in favor of a peaceful resolution to West Asia conflict, urges all sides to reduce tensions. US President Donald Trump announces extension of deadline for Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz, pauses strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. Tehran says US buying time for military planning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Moscow is the top partner of New Delhi in civil nuclear energy, emphasizes India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatt by 2047. Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses judges of compromising integrity for personal privileges. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashwani for more updates. Good night.